we go into this tent, go to bed, wake up, I'm in a bed. In a house. I like woke up and I was just like, what the hell? Like, like, where
what
am
kind,
I?
What kind of horror movie is this?
Yo, the
Oh, I had a friend in high school who used to make bets that he could suck other people's dicks. It's 100% true. And they would...
Where is this going?
That's just like, because this beginning of like, I was like, present, like he would do that and he'd be like, I bet you $5 that I could suck your dick. And then they would pull their, they would go into the bathroom, they'd pull out their dick, and then he would get so fucking close and they'd be like, dude, stop. And then they would have to pay him $5. I'm 100% serious. That's a real fucking story. It's that unhinged behavior is all hell. To my knowledge, the guy that was making those bets was straight, and luckily for him, he did do it to only other straight guys, because if not, I don't think he's the type of guy to like back out and to be like, I guess I'm sucking it. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like to get that level, you have to be a little bit on the LGBTQIA plus spectrum, like maybe a little bi. I don't think if I like, I'll joke about sucking someone's dick, but I will never.
Yeah, no, they'd be like, present. Yeah, no. Yeah. And that's what he was betting on, that other people wouldn't let him get so close.
Hey, yo, dude, whatever. Get that bag,
hey,
man.
Hey, yo.
Homie's getting his bag. I got to respect that shit. Yeah. I gotta respect it. Hey, guys, welcome back to The Last Drop.
What a wild way
to start. Here's another way to start this. Would you rather be unable to pee without looking into someone else's eyes or make your own sex tape and give it away for the holidays?
Is someone always available when I have to pee? Or do I have to like go leave my house, go find someone and be like, hey, yo, brother, I need you to stare at me in the eyes while I do this real quick.
I don't know. Probably whichever one makes it more uncomfortable.
It would probably be more uncomfortable if I had to go, like, find someone.
Hey, yo, bro, can you stare in my eyes real quick? Yeah. That'd be crazy. Could you look in a mirror?
That is someone's eyes. Does your pet count? Can I stare, like, can I stare Beans in the eye and be like, hey.
Hey, don't bring my cat into this, man.
I'd bring my cat into this, but.
All right. Damn, he made the dead pet joke. I can't.
I made that early. We were like 10, like 5 minutes.
I was about to go, hey, yo, PETA?
Yeah. No, bro. He in my lap always.
Yeah, I'm calling the guy from Hunger Games. Ooh. On your ass.
Oh, PETA. I was like, bro, what?
So what's the verdict? What's the verdict?
I think.
Okay, let's assume you have to go find. Let's assume you have, like, there's somebody there who knows what the situation is, and you have to look in their eyes.
But do I know them, and can I have like a relationship with them? Like, yes. Not be like dating them or something, sure. But just be like,
if it was us,
yeah,
it'd be like if you're just, hey, like, sorry, I gotta piss,
like, come, yeah. Or, and then second question on the sex tape side, can it be themed towards a holiday? And second question, which holiday?
Oh yeah, that's true. That doesn't specify the holiday. Yes to the first one. I think that's really
themed.
No point to that, but sure, if that makes you feel better.
No, I think it.
And then I feel like it has to be Christmas. Like, why would you? Mm. Hey guys, happy Halloween! Here's my dick. Not that doesn't happen. Mm. Not saying it would happen on Christmas, but it makes more sense on Christmas because it's like at least
dick
you're supposed
in a box.
To get
like here's the gift. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Shout out our boy Justin.
Yeah. Friend of the show.
Had him on episode 37.
Yep.
Not
go
really.
Go back. To that one.
Yeah, go listen to all the other. I mean, we had him on a episode. I don't remember which one. So I guess you're going to have to listen to all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was before you did a good job of naming them, right? So it doesn't even mention it in the title.
Exactly.
So you just have to listen to
100%.
It. I'm thinking.
You know, not to suck our own dick here, but for being a small podcast, we've had some great guests on.
Yeah.
We've had a porn star on twice who. Relatively well known. We had Jeffrey on.
And me.
All right.
I'm among great company.
You're not a guest, though. Like, you're a recurring character.
That's sick.
You're like.
I'm a side character.
Like, who's a side character on like Family Guy that like always comes
Quagmire?
Up, but he's there? Quagmire's in every episode, though. No, he's not.
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
He went off and had his own spinoff.
You're our token black guy.
Dude, okay.
I'm so sorry. That was really bad. I should not have.
I'm your token also white straight friend.
From Patreon, you're our token Hitler's fever dream.
What Hitler had in
mind. Show them the blue eyes.
You're looking like Gojo. Jesus. So I just recently learned about this, and I think it's fucking hilarious. Are you a big South Park guy?
Yeah. I mean, not big, but big. I've watched it.
Have you heard about... Do you know the character Token?
Yeah.
Have you heard... There's an episode that's fairly recent. I'm also, like, not a big South Park guy, so I don't know if this is not as recent as I think it is.
Are you talking about the base one?
No. Well, maybe. But it's... They find out that Token's real name is Tolkien, like the author of
J.R.R. Tolkien, yeah.
Like that. And like one of the characters is like, they're calling him out and they're like, yeah, his name's Tolkien. Like we all have known this the whole time. Have you been calling him Token this whole time? And they went back. And if you watch South Park with subtitles, if you watch even the earlier seasons, they've changed it from Token to Tolkien. Like
that's
Tolkien.
Funny.
Yeah. So like, yeah.
Wait, did they change it or was it like that and they were building this from the start?
I think they changed it because I was watching, I experienced it in real time because I was watching an episode with that character in it and it had the subtitle on and it said Tolkien and I was like, oh fuck, I'm racist. Like I, like I 100% and like not a show I watch often and I was like, ah, fuck, glad I never have to admit that to anyone. Hello, internet. And then
100 viewers, maybe more potentially in the future.
Yeah, but they go back and like,
hey guys, so if you're watching this in 2025, just cancel Jacob.
Yeah, please.
It's cool.
God, cancel.
The thing I was talking about is there's this audio that went viral on TikTok where it's like, where Token's like, or Tolkien, I guess, is like, I don't know how to play bass. And then Cartman's like, Tolkien, you're black. You know how to play bass. He's like, I'm getting really sick of your stereotypes. And Cartman's like, get as sick as you want. Just give me a goddamn bass line. And then it's like, boop, 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 boop. And he starts playing. And so the audio is used. I think I used it. It's a video that this is just also like, I know there's a comedian. I don't remember which one that's like, oh, it's Bo Burnham. He's like, oh, if you just use like Asian people, like making a funny Asian accent just gives us the right, not the right, but like, we can finally laugh at it because it's okay for you to make fun of it, but not for us. Like that's kind of what it is. And so I did one around Asian people owning rice cookers. Like it's just traditionally a thing I found.
You don't have a rice cooker.
Not anymore.
I do.
I used to have one before. When I first moved to Minnesota, it was like the first thing my mom gave me when I moved into an apartment.
Hilarious.
Yes. 100. And it was one that was like, yo, this has been in the family. And I fucking accidentally left it at my apartment, my first apartment here when because I went to LA and I was still paying rent, but then I had to come back and move all my stuff out. And I just forgot. I didn't take any of like the cup. Like I had like a couple mugs from mug night at Iowa State. You know, I didn't have that much other than like a blender and that rice maker. And I totally meant to take the rice maker. I just didn't do the thing, and then I never used it at the Go House, so like it honestly took me till after I moved out for me to be like of the Go House to be like, oh shit, I'd never grabbed my rice cooker. Like,
where is that
big fucking dumb moron boy? So yes, I do need to get another rice cooker, but it is really just traditionally like it literally when I moved into an apartment, my mom, the first thing she said was, you need a rice cooker.
And I cannot stress how amazing a rice cooker is.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Amazing.
So I make my rice right now. I just need to like pull. I wanted to get one of those not hot pots. What is it called? Instapots.
Yeah.
I wanted to get one of those. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it yet, but I've been making my rice when I do make rice in just a pot on the stove. And it kind of sucks.
It's awful.
There's like math to it and shit. Whereas like the rice cookers, all you do, clean the rice, put it in, put some water in, press a button.
I'm glad.
Done.
Glad you said clean the rice.
Easy.
I'm glad you said clean the rice.
People who don't clean their rice,
bad.
Nazis.
I wouldn't go that far, but bad.
I would. You don't clean your rice, you're a Nazi. I ain't afraid to say it. Everyone's thinking it.
I'm not thinking it. You're safe here with me.
Everyone with half a brain is thinking it. Was I right there?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say I would. To you.
Anyway, me just kidding. But yeah, going. I have a joke. Every time I post it, it goes viral because people are like, ah, ha, ha, it's funny because you're Asian. No, dude, what do you mean? Bro, you got to get a rice cooker. It fucking slaps.
It is. It does slap. I think anybody and everybody should have a rice cooker. Jacob, getting passionate about food things again.
Aw, cute. You never answer my question, though.
Oh, and when you said I have to release it, do I have to, like, publish it under my name? Do I have to... promoting it on my Facebook.
The exact words are give it away for the holidays.
Give it away? Like at, so I'm thinking like Christmas card, but instead it's a fucking porn.
Well, it's a sex tape. So I'm assuming it would be on like a flash drive or like a link.
That's less fun.
Or like a CD. You could put it on VHS tape if you really want to.
What was the first
thing? See, that's the thing. That's where my brain was going.
VHS. Oh.
Exactly. Like, oh, hey, here's my sex tape, but it's on a VHS. Good luck. Like,
figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd get it done. I'd get that shit converted over to it, and I'd be like, hey, yo.
If I gave you a sex tape of me, would you watch it?
No, I don't think I would.
What?
No.
I would watch yours.
Dude, here, okay, this is a personal thing.
Normalize watching your homies in porn.
Dude, I am not a huge fan of dudes in porn in general.
Fair.
Okay.
I am also on this train.
Okay.
Dudes ruin porn.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Have you ever had a guy who's a little too vocal?
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say, dude. Oh. It's like, bro.
I don't want to hear you. I'm not. Fuck off.
Yeah, like shut the fuck up.
You can't even hear the girl. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Shut the fuck up. Men should be seen and not heard.
Normalize putting duct tape over male porn stars' mouths.
Yeah, and when they dirty talk to you, I'm like, I don't like it because it feels like you're dirty talking me, and I'm like, I don't like it.
Yeah, you're right. I am being a bad girl.
Yeah, I am taking it. I don't like it.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna go with I have to make eye contact with someone when I have to pee.
Really? I think I would go with the sex tape.
No, I think that the other one's a lot, although I do pee a lot. But then I have someone to hang out with all the time.
Fair enough.
Because you said there was someone that's always available for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's fair.
That's fair.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there isn't someone always available for you.
That's a little hard.
Like, that would suck for me. I live by myself.
I'm about to live by myself. I move next week.
Tell them your address so we can dox you.
It is...
Done.
I don't know yet.
I'm not... Okay, I was like, I do not want to have to bleep this shit out.
Beep, bleep, bleep, bleep,
bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep. I had to bleep out the... When you dropped that one guy's name on the last podcast, and I was like, fuck, more work. It's not that much work, but it's like more work than I would have had to do, you know?
Which guy? Lucas?
No. Will you stop? It wasn't him. It wasn't him. You're such a cuck for that. I don't like you.
I looked at the camera before I did it. I was like, watch this shit.
Look how much power I have. Yeah. I have no power in my regular life, so I'm going to make Starby's worse.
Did you bleep it or did you, like,
just
pull it?
No, I bleeped it.
I don't even remember which guy.
It was when we were talking about the guy that you sexiled from his own room.
Oh. Well, we threw our mics away during that.
Yeah, but it can still pick it up. Okay. Like, if I talk like this, it'll still kind of pick up what I'm saying, but it's not as loud as it could be or should be. But
I was going to say, I was like, I don't remember.
I can just see like, oh, I need, like something happened here.
Yeah.
Like whenever there's kind of like a dead, and you can see the audio peaks in your, I'm not going to get into this, this is boring, but when you see, you can see it in the video editor, makes it easier to edit if you push your mic away.
On a side note, I think I like recording with the sunglasses. It makes me feel more confident.
Really? I don't. I like to be able to look at things, and everything's like way darker than it needs to be right now. But we're wearing the sunnies because our future's so bright.
Well, yours is. Hey,
are you okay, man? Hey, do you need to talk?
Have you ever heard of Wrong Dog? Please ask.
What's... What's wrong, dog?
Have you not heard of that before?
I thought you said raw dog, and I was like, where is this going? We are on the black casting couch, like, which also...
Oh, yeah, did you want to talk about that?
No.
Ah, you fucker!
I'm so sorry, man.
I'm here.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we're on this couch. Oh, by the way, I mean, I made a disclaimer in the last episode, but the fucking audio was so bad.
Yeah, my bad.
So... No. Well, yeah, it was your bad. It was your mic. Fuck you. All your fault, even though I control it. Audio was terrible in the last podcast. I apologize. I think it should be better for this one. If not, I will actually like gun and mouth it.
Yep, you're on your own on that one. Do you need to talk?
Have you heard of Wrong Dog?
Please ask. Dude, whenever I make that joke to my roommates, they go, I hope whatever you're going through sucks. And I'm like, cool.
just audio was terrible. God, there's so many layers to this. I almost don't want to give it all away. TLDR, this couch is used for another podcast. I wanted to set it up in front of this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why you're upset when I was spilling beer on it.
Well, also, this is just not my couch.
I didn't know that. I thought it was your couch.
You thought this was my couch.
I don't know.
I guess there's no reason for you not to think it's my couch.
Yeah, but I come in here and he's like, you don't know what I own.
Read my mind. Anyways, it's easy to shoot on this. It's in a good spot. I hung up this curtain. We're actually getting a new setup for the podcast. I just ordered a bunch of stuff and I'm looking currently for something, but it should be ready to go. Honestly, I think Zemi and I might shoot one more in the old setup to say goodbye. I was just kind of looking at it. I think when we got that setup, I mean, you guys know, if you're a continued listener, you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of like a shitty, looks like it was from like your grandma's basement, which is what we were going for at the time. Mm-hmm. Like back when I first moved here and I was like, Zemi, we got to get like the weirdest fucking chairs we can find. And then we found those. It was like the stars aligned. But like kind of as we've done this, it's like the podcast has evolved outside. Like we're still immature, but like we're maturely immature. That makes zero sense.
In what context was that?
Nope, shut up. Don't break it down.
Okay.
But it's just the vibe that I'm feeling right now. So I think we're gonna switch it up.
You're in your villain era.
Let me explain this.
Okay.
There are a lot of podcasts that are immature, but the mature setups behind them almost like make it better. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I have no clue what you're saying.
Like, I don't want to get into this because it's not like super entertaining, but Basement Yard. That's kind of a podcast that I look up to in terms of like they do a lot really well. They're like 30-year-old dudes that talk about like pretty much the same shit Zemi and I talk about and that we're talking about. But I feel like people first impressions don't take us seriously as much because of our setup. Mm. Not saying it's bad, but it's definitely like, you know, it hurts us more than it helps us kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just ready to try something new. Not that it, like, I never really cared. I don't really fucking care what other people think. I'm just enjoying it, having a good time. But, I think we've outgrown it. I think we're ready for something new. So we're going to bring something new to you guys. That's the address for this black casting couch. But hey, if you like it on the black casting couch, we could just shoot it here. I just also dropped $150 on like new stuff so that we don't have to do that. So if you tell me that, I will cry in a corner. And return a lot of stuff to Amazon, but All right, so you're going with you would rather look in somebody's eyes while you're peeing.
I would.
Yes, psychopath.
Nah, I think that's pretty fair.
No, I think you're batshit crazy.
If they had to like stare at my pee pee when I had to do it, then I'd like.
Well, it didn't say that they had to stare back into your eyes.
Oh, that's true too. I could be wearing sunglasses.
Not gonna lie, bro. Last time we crossed streams, I just like took a little peek at your dick.
Well, that's because everyone was making comments.
No, I just wanted to take a peek at your dick. I do it every time I cross streams with someone.
Oh, you do, dude. Eyes ahead.
No, bro. I like to take a look at the hardware.
I also need to make sure where my stream is going.
When you're really, you didn't take one look at my dick.
No, because we were in the context of this. We were at a day party, and we were. Or at least this is my goal. I was actively peeing where this other guy who owned the house was peeing outside to mark my territory.
Over his territory?
Yeah. And so like I was making sure I was covering all of that. So I was kind of locked onto a goal when I was crossing streams. So, but typically, no. I don't know. I'm not too curious.
I'm curious. I want to know what my boys are rocking with, dude, you know? Just like it's not an accurate representation. Like
yeah.
I've met some dudes that are like hung when they're flaccid, but then when they get hard, it's just like, oh, it's so cute. Look at the little guy. You know?
How many hard dicks have you seen?
Are we counting porn?
No. Because gun to my head, I don't think I can think of a single hard dick I've
seen. Four, maybe?
Four?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing the context, or would you rather not?
Like, I think I've definitely walked in on like people having sex
before. Oh, I have too, but I didn't stay around long enough to be like, I walked in and really? Was immediately just like, oh shit, my bad.
And like, look out. Up, look down, and then...
Like, I've walked in on people having sex, and I haven't even, like, seen the girls, like...
I could have sworn... Like, there was also, I think, a hard guy at the saloon one time.
Oh.
But maybe that wasn't the time that we were there. In the shower? Dude, that guy was fucking... Maybe. There's either that man wasn't hard...
Is blessed.
And is blessed as fuck. Or he was a little, like, not maybe hard, but, like, half chub.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, standing straight up like an oak tree, but it was, like, there was no way.
Brother, was that half-mast?
Yeah, half-mast. That's a good way
to put it. I love half-mast. I love nautical-themed things and way of describing things.
Do you like it when your dick is like that, though?
Half-mast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Why not?
It's harder. You're still kind of pushing rope. It's, like.
Oh, like, are you talking.
More stiff rope. Yeah. No, I'm just talking about in general.
Yeah, like when I'm just hanging out, if I'm sitting at half mast, I'm like, yeah, I'm working with something.
Okay, sure.
This is related, but Cam Newton. This is
what?
No, this comes back.
Do you see his dick?
No, Cam Newton was on a podcast not too long ago, and I think the quote was exactly, "I'm working with 2 inches of pure venom." In regards to
his dick?
His dick, yes.
That's incredible.
Bro was on and said that he has 2 inches, which I don't know if he was doing a joke. I haven't watched the entire podcast. I just saw the quote.
Perks of a small or normal sized dick. Number one, whole shit fits in there. Just saying, some of my dudes with like 7 or 8 inches, they don't get to experience the full thing in there.
Full. Oh.
Have you ever seen a porn where the guy's dick is huge, but like there's still this much sticking out?
Yeah.
Don't have to deal with that.
Don't have to deal with that. I was like, what is underwear? Like, I was like, what do you mean it doesn't
no, we're go all the way in? Jacob, why when we're talking about dicks does your brain not go into sex? Like, that's so weird to me.
Just pure-hearted, man. Vibes and pure.
No, bro. When we peed at that place, I looked at your dick.
Thanks, man.
But then also, when we, and you don't remember this, but when we went to the comedy show, Jeffrey's comedy show.
Good segue.
Exactly. You blacked out so hard that you don't remember this, but we peed next to each other. We crossed streams, and I was
no memory.
I had to take a quick look. I was like, what's my boy working with, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's normal. Curiosity kills the cat.
It might be.
I say the cat knows how big his friend's dick is.
Yeah, I'm in blissful ignorance of how big all the homies' PPs are.
Put that on Wikipedia. That's just the new quote. That's the new
T-shirt.
Yeah. Put that shit on a T-shirt. I genuinely want to make, like, when I just have more time and more, like, capital to work with, I want to make a Shopify store where it's just, like, putting the dumb shit we say on this podcast onto shirts, because we genuinely say the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah. Speaking of... blacking out at Jeffrey's comedy show. Oops.
That was disgusting.
Sorry. I had to.
You can tell you don't do this a lot.
No, I know. I like how in first drop you had to apologize for how mean you were to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Wait, I should actually clarify that in this one, too, in case everyone thinks I'm a fucking dickhead. So I was editing last episode of the last drop with Jacob, and I was realizing I was so mean to him, but it's because of our relationship. It's, first off, a lot of times I was joking, but a lot of times I was like, yo, Jacob, fuck you, shut up. Like, but that's just how we are, and honestly, that's how I am with Zemi too, but Zemi gives it back to me. Jacob's a little fucking golden retriever pussy boy over here.
Yeah, where I think you made the analogy, it's like a tennis match with you and Zemi going back and forth. Meanwhile, my golden retriever ass is chasing the ball every single time. Like,
no, 100%.
So, I didn't take offense. I didn't blink at it at all.
Okay.
I didn't even care until you were
like, you
know,
like, I love you.
I love you too.
I love you. You can, we already talked about it on the Patreon episode, so you can sign up for that. $3 a month.
To hear about Zemi, or not Zemi, whatever your name is, apologizing to me.
Anyways, so this dumbass, like, okay, we were talking, the reason this came up is on the first drop, we were talking about another time that we blacked out and I made Jacob pull.
Okay.
I blacked out and I made Jacob pull Trig with me behind a bus. Sign up for Patreon to listen to that one.
Yep.
Jacob, on the other hand,
this was top two drunkest I've ever been. It is two, because the first time I should have gone to the hospital and I didn't. This time I was just a menace. Not even. I was just drunk as shit. And
to be honest, I didn't even realize you were that drunk until we got out of the show. Yeah. I was like, oh man, homeboy is feeling it now, Mr. Krabs.
Yeah. Allegedly, we did like an espresso martini at one point.
Yeah. No, chocolate martini.
That, I wouldn't know.
Really?
I think you didn't like it, or someone didn't like it.
No, I loved it.
I did someone else's too.
Oh, it must have been Kaczynski's.
I did someone else's. Yeah. And that, I was already sauced at that point. We, before this, when we were pre-gaming, we, the group had made a goal that we were going to drink 35 beers or 35 drinks.
Why did we do this again?
You were not a part of this. It was my roommates and then our buddy back home, because that day he had to put down his cat.
Oh, yes. And his cat
was 20 years old when they put it down. And it also happened to line up to be my cat's birthday, was my now deceased cat's birthday, and he would have been 15. So we decided we're drinking 35 for the boys.
For the boys.
For the boys.
For the kitties.
For the kitties. And I took that mission to heart.
You did.
And I...
Well, hold on. Let me... So the comedy club was down the street. It's honestly still down the street, but it's down the street from where our old office was. And so I kind of was like, yo, guys, come here. We'll pregame and then we'll just like take an Uber over, or we can drive or whatever. We ended up Ubering, but...
I don't know.
We... That's terrifying. So I tell them, I was like, guys, I have Busch Lights here. They roll up with two cases, one of Busch Light, one of with Peach Busch Light. And then Jacob comes in later with a whole fucking fifth of Proper 12 whiskey.
Yeah.
And so we're just like sitting there drinking beers, catching up. And meanwhile, they're like passing this fifth of whiskey for us to just take pulls from.
Yeah.
And I'm taking...
Oh, did it says change battery?
Oh, I forgot to do that.
Talking about, we were passing around that bottle.
Oh, yes. Yep. I remember where we were.
Oh, you spilled more beer than I have!
Shit.
I'm so glad that happened. He's been on me about accidentally spilling like droplets of beer this whole time. Get out of my frame! Get out of my frame! Get out of my frame! This is my time. This is my time to vent. Get out of my frame. He has been yelling at me this whole time because I've dropped droplets of beer on this couch. He's like, it's not my couch. And then he spilled 3/6 of a beer.
That was quality maths for you.
Bro, that's half.
Dude, this is my third beer, and that whole fiasco, so one of the camera batteries died. I forgot to swap them out. I genuinely don't know where I was in that story. Genuinely do not know.
We were
either way. I actually do remember. So, also, fuck you. Fuck you. Here's the thing. I'm responsible for that. I'm also responsible for that.
Yeah. This is my second attempt of trying to take over the podcast.
That's okay. Honestly, the people will probably side with you anyways. They'll be like, yo, Jacob's right. Sarby's always wrong.
I don't know. The way...
In the comments. Who's right?
The way that I got flamed, not by your fans, but just by, like, the internet.
Oh, we should also talk about that.
Oh, my God.
Here, let's TLDR you blacking out.
Okay.
Because I like that better.
Okay.
TLDR, we're passing around this fifth of whiskey. I'm smart enough to be like, if I actually take genuine pulls of this, I will get figgety fucked up so fast.
And I'm
Jacob,
not,
on the other
hand, I am nowhere near
Jacob's
that smart.
Mourning the death of his cat.
Yeah.
And so he plugs this whiskey shit. And we go over there, and we're still drinking. Like, we ordered, we immediately got in, we ordered two pretty tall drinks.
And each. They were strong.
Yeah. And then we ordered two more while we were, like, watching the comedy set and waiting for Jeffrey to come on. And then we ordered...
That's news to me.
Oh, no. Yeah. And then we ordered one more, which was the chocolate martinis.
Oh, yeah.
We got figgity fucked. That's probably the most I've drank in a long time.
That was...
Long, long time.
Like I said, top three drunkest I've ever been. And I know it's number two because I've only thrown up in my bed a total of three times ever. First time I was for sure alcohol poisoning, was like throwing up black, should have gone to the hospital. I think I told that story actually like last week. I don't remember if it was on last drop or on first drop. But
what was the scenario?
With my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Was that on
first drop? Yeah, when you had the fifth tape to your... I don't remember. I think that was last drop.
Okay.
No. I don't fucking know. Just keep talking.
Either way, go subscribe.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah, so $3 then you can hear that story. Unless you heard it already for free. So like, hey.
Best $3 a month you'll ever spend. We're also about to add a tier where you can pay a little bit extra, but you'll get the podcast a lot earlier than everybody else. I'll upload it unlisted to YouTube and you can watch it early. So if that sounds sick to you, go to patreon.com/lastdrop.
Word. Then it was this time. And I remember waking up the next day. I woke up the next day feeling good. I woke up and I was like, man, I feel like I should be much more under the weather than I am. I was like, I can't believe I didn't even like throw up last night. Like, I feel pretty good and I didn't even throw up. And then I roll over and there's just vomit all over my bed. And the first thing I did is I texted our group chat and I said, yo, who threw up on my bed last night? Because I was like, ah, shit. And then I come to find out later I was not a liability, but I was...
Well, on the way out, I could just tell. I was like, oh, shit, he's really drunk. Like, kind of had to, like, walk you out.
And all the comedians were applauding me as I'm walking out. And I'm like, I'm glad I don't remember that.
Well, so I knew Jeffrey and I was like, oh, I want to, like, chat with him and, like, hang with him for a little bit when he leaves. So Jacob's roommates, who we went with, immediately dipped to go to the bathroom. So I'm just standing there with Jacob. I'm like, yo, like, Jeffrey, I'm going to chat with you here in a second. But, like, let me take care of my boy. And so I just kind of called one of the guys. I was like, hey, can you come grab Jacob? Like, I'm going to hang out with these comedians. Like, can you just grab him? And so they grabbed you. And I honestly didn't think you were that bad until I heard about all the other stories about, like, you were puking in the bushes. And, like, one guy was holding on to you to try to, like, make sure you didn't fall over while you were puking. And then you end up farting on him. Like, just shit like that is
phenomenal. What are you going to do? Yeah. And then
phenomenal.
They did also, like, when I woke up, next to my puke, there was also a box of cereal and a glass of water next to me because my roommates are great.
Yeah. Phenomenal boys. They've taken care of me a couple times too. So,
and then the last time drunkest I've ever been was when I went camping one time. And
oh, that's actually really fucking funny. Can you TLDR that?
TLDR, I went drinking with my now ex-girlfriend's family. And I was kind of getting initiated into the family. So every time her dad and her uncle...
Damn, that worked out well.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
I'm glad I'm wearing sunglasses so you can't see the tears.
My intrusive thoughts really won
that
one.
A little bit.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So every time they would go to get a beer, they would say, do you want a beer? And I, regardless if I said yes or no, they would grab me a beer. So I was drinking at the pace of not one, but two grown men that are like significantly bigger than me at this point. So they were just pounding
beers. That's
like
any other human.
Right. And like, listen, I can fucking keep up. Like I can.
He can hold his own.
These last couple stories, bad examples. Like these are like just the weird anomaly ones. But I got Mick fucked. We're camping. We go to bed at the end of the night. And from the way it was told to me, I sat up so aggressively like a zombie and I put my hands on the side of the tent and just started frantically rubbing the side of it looking for the zipper, and I guess I just accepted it. And then my ex-girlfriend just heard like a splashing sound and it was me just like puking up my guts. And we're camping with her family, so she texts her mom and is like, please come help. So they unzip the tent. They just kind of move my head so my head is outside the tent. Because I think I made the attempt to get out. And after, like, I couldn't get out, my body just, like, fuck it. Like, we're done. We made our attempt. Yeah, so, like, I'm, like a fucking worm, like a noodle, just, like, with my head out, just, like, puking outside the tent. Luckily, it rained that night, so all the puke was gone in the morning. But eventually, after I was done puking for a minute, I kind of, like, came back, and I felt so bad. I don't remember it, but, like, drunk me felt so bad that I was like, how can I help? How can I help? And they were just like, get the fuck away from us right now. Like,
wait, can you explain, like, what you remember? Because that's even fucking funnier.
Oh, from my perspective, like, we go into this tent at the end of the night. I do remember going to bed because I remember I was just like, I need to go to bed. Go to bed, lay down. Wake up, I'm in a bed. In a house. And I don't even know how to, like, I, like, woke up, and I was just like, what the hell? like, where
what
am
kind,
I?
What kind of horror movie shit is this?
Where am I? In the blackout community, which I am a part of, was a part of. That is referred to as teleporting or fast traveling. When you are in one spot, black out, and when you come to, you're in a completely different spot. Fast travel.
Teleporting is
so... I think teleporting is like when you're in the same area, and then fast traveling is when you black out and you wake up in a different city, which I've done a couple times. That's fast traveling, because you're just like, how did I get here? I don't remember Yeah, okay, anyway... So I feel so bad. I'm like, hey, like, how can I help? Can I help? You're like, get away. You don't need to do anything. And, like, I threw up on, like, the sheets and stuff. And I was like, here, like, I threw up on the sheets. Let me help. And they're like, okay. So I take my pukey sheets. I stuff them into this, like, trash bag. And my blackout brain was like, I'll take care of these. So I take this trash bag. I walk to the edge of, like, the woods. And I wind up and sail the sheets and the bag just into the forest. Just gone. Like, just sailed them. And, like, my ex and her mom were like, well, he did take care of them.
I forgot about that part of this.
Yeah.
So fucking funny.
Whoops. Yeah, I don't know. I blame them for trusting me.
I bet somebody was, like, walking to that woods, like, later on. And was like, oh, look at this bag of...
Why does it bag smell like... Dude, yeah. Just sailed that.
Free bed sheets.
And then I was coerced to get into the car because I didn't want to go. and then I just woke up the next morning like, where the fuck am I?
What year is it?
Yeah, where year is it? Oh, I have a transition from that. So,
oh, yeah, you said you had something to bring up.
I did have something about this. Okay.
If this is boring, I'm cutting it.
I'm so okay if you cut. All right, this may get cut, but if it doesn't, sick. I think this is so fucking funny. I think it's so funny. And if it gets cut, that is what it is. But, okay, so it's this story. This news article. World's largest ocean-going wooden sailing ship rescues sailboat.
Huh?
Hot. No,
sorry, I had to do that from the last podcast. That shit, I was crying when I was editing that.
You couldn't see my eyes, but I just, like, glared at you. But I was like, you're not kidding me again, motherfucker.
Okay,
I
think sorry, can you read that one more time? Because it was very confusing.
World's largest ocean-going wooden sailing ship rescues sailboat.
Okay, so a ship that is, like, made... like how they would in the olden days, rescued a more modern version of a ship that should be better.
Yes.
Got it.
So there was these two sailors who started drifting after losing their rudder And then they like called for help because they were adrift at sea and they couldn't like, without a rudder on a sailing ship, you can't point where you're going. You're just literally at the mercy of like
the tides,
the tides. So it's these two dudes. They're like on the radio going, hey, please help. The nearest ship to them happened to be this old wooden sailing ship that is like used for like tours, like around an area where it's like you can experience like what a being on a pirate ship looks like. And so they're adrift for like, I think like an hour or 2 hours, not too long. And then this ship pulls up. Here's a picture of the ship.
It's oh, like, that's like straight out of Pirates of the Caribbean. Like,
picture whatever you're picturing from Pirates of the Caribbean. That is legitimately what the ship was. So there's a quote later on in that article, which I'll read or you can read. But
go
like,
ahead. I saved the photo so you can send it to me.
Perfect. Let's see.
Also, give me a sip of your beer.
Which one?
Your opened one. Oh, you already. I'm going to finish this. You open the next one.
Okay. What is this?
Oh, look at our little beer stack. This is cute. This would be cute.
Okay.
Take your time. It's not like we have a podcast here or anything.
Okay, I can't find the exact quote in this article, but basically they were sitting there and they thought they had traveled back in time because they... Because they were sitting there and they called for help. And then this fucking like ship that like looks like an East India Company 18th century ship pulls up on them and is like, hey, we're here to help you. And they're like, what the hell?
That's actually fair. That is a very fair sum. I feel like if I were like coming to the reality of like, we could be fucked.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? Like, I could be fucked. Might go into the, what is it called? The Bermuda
Triangle.
Bermuda? Bermuda. That's how you say it. I forgot English for a second. You go to the Bermuda.
Oh my god.
You go to that triangle thing.
That thing that exists.
That's what I would be thinking. So honestly, I don't blame them.
Yeah, be like, what the fuck? Like, so maybe you're gonna cut this, but I just like imagine
just
this
for
is
you.
So goddamn this funny. Is... I think it's so funny to put yourselves in those two dudes' shoes of like, please someone come help us. And they're like, all right, we're sending someone to help you. And fucking Jack Sparrow pulls up. And it's like, and
let this be known as the day that you almost caught Jack Sparrow. Yeah. Captain Jack Sparrow.
So when they pull up on him, they like toss a rope out to him. And the two sailors were like, are we going to be able to keep up with this ship? Because it's like, it is a massive ship compared to their tiny little sailing dinghy. And they were fine because the ship is so big. It doesn't move that fast. And
yeah.
It's like an old timey thing. But I did a little bit of research on it. I couldn't find out if they were actively doing like a tour. And then like the people that were on the boat with them just had to go also help these two dudes or what. But like, you can go like ride this if you want. It's in Sweden. I don't know. I think it's hilarious. Just the thing. Anyway, do you have anything else to talk about? That's pretty much all I had.
Ha.
You were just sitting here waiting for that.
I wanted it.
You're trying to remake the magic of the first one.
I wanted it, just like I want your dick in my butt. I have a little poo-poo story. I have a little poo-poo boy story for us.
I was not going to break on that one. I was like, nope, silence.
Little poo-poo boy, this is why you should always check the side effects of your medication.
Oh.
Let me take you back to the year 2000. I was a young, wide-eyed 17-year-old freshman just finishing up his first semester of summer school. He was in college.
Okay.
I should specify that. Okay. He doesn't specify that. You kind of got to get to that. Before leaving for summer school, I had had an operation that required daily dressing changes and cleanings, which I got at the student health center every morning after class. I think that means he had like a wound that needed like, it needed to be cleaned and like a patch over it.
Mm. Yep.
A few days before the incident, I became pretty ill with an upper respiratory. Oh my god, I can't speak today. I became pretty ill with an upper respiratory infection that required antibiotics. I missed a day of class, but after getting my antibiotics, I felt stronger and soldiered on to class and felt faithful that day. Oh wait, no, that's not. Wait, that's really confusing. I missed a day. Sorry, that was really confusing. I should have. Cut that out. I missed a day of class, but after getting my antibiotics, I felt stronger and soldiered on to class. After sitting through an hour of American Civ, I made the short walk to the student center to have my wound cared for. I laid on the doctor's table waiting for my nurse to come in, a sweet elderly lady named Kathy. As I lay there, my American Eagle khaki shorts and boxers around my knees, I let out what I thought was a fart. The wait for the nurse was normally around 5 minutes, so any smell would dissipate before the nurse arrived. When she finally did arrive, she let out a noise I will never forget, a combination of shock and remorse as she noticed I had shit myself. She told me delicately and helped me clean up as best as I could. However, some of the shit had made its way south and my boxers and shorts were ruined. I frantically called my roommate at the dorm to see if he could bring me clothes, but I could not get a hold of him. This was before everyone had a cell phone, 2000.
Yeah. Yep.
The best solution Kathy and I could come up with was to tape a piece of brown paper towel to my shorts to cover the shit stain and to match my khaki shorts.
I can think of like 10 better things right
like
off the cuff.
Like what?
Give me a fucking nightgown.
I'm guessing they didn't have it if that's...
At a hospital?
It's not a hospital. It's like a student health center. Like, do you think Thielen Health Center had a fucking...
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Never mind.
Mortified, I began the 5-minute walk across campus to my dorm room, past hundreds of college students, beautiful girls, and professors. Yep. The snickers and stares were devastating. When I got back to my dorm, I read the side effects of the antibiotics, and needless to say, one of them was loose and frequent bowel movements. By far the worst moment of my life.
Mm. Well, I'm glad you got the worst moment of your life done with. And it wasn't that bad.
Here's the thing. It's the worst moment of your life until another moment comes up.
That's true. Yeah.
What is the worst moment of your life? If you want to share it.
Worst moment of my life.
I don't know. I feel like there's more there's like the most embarrassing worst moment, but then there's also like the most romantic worst moment of my life. And there's also like.
Yeah. I won't do like the too sappy one, but like one of the worst moments of my life was when a news article was published about me. I made the front news of this, like, of I think it was the Dallas County, whatever it was, but I made the front page, and the title of the article was Second Best Once Again, and it was after I lost the state finals for the second time, and it's about me, and I've got a photo of it right here.
No way!
It's about me and this other guy.
Wow, you found this photo fast!
I have it favorited because I do bring up this story a lot. So this dude...
That's Waukee's Allison takes second at state once again.
Yep. So, like, to give semi-context on this, like, I was in the finals the year before.
Damn!
I was very much favored to win that year. And so this interviewer had been following me and interviewing me throughout the entire year.
No.
So I thought this guy was my fucking boy.
No.
And then at the end of the year, this is the fucking thing he published.
But bro, he has to be such a fucking loser reporter. No. He has to be such a loser reporter to be in fucking Des Moines, Iowa reporting. I'm sorry, man. Like that guy has been spiteful. Like so fraud to do to a high school student.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, like imagine if you were like, not mentally like equipped to handle something like that.
If I wasn't running around with the God complex, oh my God.
Kids have committed suicide.
Yeah.
For less.
Yeah.
That is awful. For a grown adult to fucking put a high school student on blast like that.
A child.
That is crazy. That's wild. Do you mind if I put this in the podcast?
Go for it, dude.
That's so crazy, bro.
Yeah.
And damn, that is like...
It was so fucking funny now.
That's the worst moment of my life.
Yeah. There was a time where every time I would drive by the well, which is the event center that they do the state tournament, I'd be like, oh, there's where my dreams died. Like, So that happened my junior year, and he tried to interview me again my senior year, and I told him to fuck off.
I would have egged his house.
Died.
That's such a cuck move, bro.
Yeah, he was like...
Like, bro, you have nothing better to write than, like, fucking making a high schooler maybe want a KMS?
Yeah, I know, right?
Are you okay?
Yeah, dude. Also, like, I'm like...
Is your wife cheating on you with her personal trainer and her yoga instructor? What the fuck?
Dude, I was... fucking devastated when it came out because like that came out the week after I had lost in the state finals for the second time of like the sport that I've dedicated my life to.
Nah.
I was like, I already feel like shit, man. And then that came out and I was like, God, rats.
That's like, that is literally the definition of salt in the wound. Oh, hey, you didn't win? Let me write an article about it. Salt Bay, Salt Bay style. Just let me just fucking salt that shit in.
That was, yeah, that was
rough.
But
we bounced,
but don't worry, we bounced back and I got seventh the next year. Hey. So
hey, if it makes you feel any better, my hockey team in high school, we won 3 state titles.
Yeah. I know.
But there's also what, like 100 kids and like 25 winners.
Yeah.
State winners, you know? That's a lot harder when you're wrestling. So I'll give you that.
Well, there's quick math. 36 winners. Because there's 3 classes. I think there's 12 weights in high
school.
Math. There might be 14.
So. Good math. Good math. You know, if you were a really good podcast host, you would have directed that question back at me. And I would have to say the worst moment of my life is having to shoot this podcast.
I don't give a fuck about you, dude. Like, who gives a shit about your life, man? They hear about your shit all the time. I'm here. I'm running the show.
You know what? Fuck.
Run that back. Hold on. We're going to talk more about.
This is episode 128, and I still can't fucking speak.
I do also have another story about someone shitting themselves. Well, kind of.
Can we save it for the end? Okay. Because I want you to talk about how you made your mom cry by coming on this episode or on this podcast.
We may have to cut it. It's not as funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not that. Basically, what happened?
Well, you said you wanted to bring it up.
No. Nah. Well, I mean, okay,
we can cut this.
Okay, all it basically was it, after my breakup, I was in a depressed state.
As we all usually are.
As you do.
That's fair. I also have gotten broken up with and been depressed as fuck.
And so I was, after the breakup, we were living together. So I became homeless and I had to move back in with my parents.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And I was not in a great mood the whole time during that. So after I had finished up a responsibility, I moved up to Minneapolis, which is where I'm at now. And when my mom watched the podcast, it made her cry happy tears because she said that's how I was back to being normal.
Oh, wait, that's so cute. Why did you want to cut that?
I don't know.
That's so cute.
Makes me sound soft and vulnerable, and your boy ain't soft and vulnerable.
Hard as fuck, just like my dick right now.
I go to therapy. I talk to Khalif about this.
He breaks down. Is that the name of your therapist?
Mm-hmm.
That's so sick. Khalif?
Yeah, he's a...
Yo, that guy fucks for sure.
No, he doesn't. No, he's
nah,
a,
dude. He's bending over.
He's an old Arabic milfs. Man, and he wants me to stop drinking. And
no, I think to quote him, because you tell me a lot about your therapist.
I love my
He
therapist.
Wants you to stop drinking and to talk to girls.
No. Yeah, well, that's true. He wants me to stop drinking and he wants me to hang out with the boys less. He's like, you need to hang out with, like, you need to go on dates and stop hanging out with your friends all the time. Like, you need to, and I was like, no.
And here you are drinking and hanging out with your boy.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, the boys ain't never broke my heart.
Fair enough.
Fuck you, Siri.
Why does Siri always... Dude, Siri wants to be the third podcast host so bad.
Too late.
Siri,
it's
stop.
It's gonna be me.
That's
it's gonna be me.
I'm gonna send you in a worse depression spiral. Siri, stop.
Fucking
now my Siri's going off on my phone. Fuck out of here, bro. You're so irrelevant.
Fucking
AI's way better than you, bro. ChatGPT, never... I mean, Siri never heard of her. ChatGPT, that's my main hoe. That's kind of cute, though. I like that. I like that. The other thing that you wanted to mention was NCAA prescribing you a nerd.
Yeah, the NCAA. Well,
so here's the thing. Even though he's a loser and he got second in state twice, he still went to go play for the Iowa State wrestling. Is that play? Wrestle. Wrestle for the
wrestling. I wrestled. No. Okay.
That's how I imagine you guys are like, let's play.
Off, dude. That shit sucked.
I've seen that shit. You guys are not.
In the most polite way possible, it was very fun and also terrible.
That's how I feel about playing hockey in college. Even though it was club, like it was pretty competitive club. It was awesome in the worst fucking way possible.
I was competing for Iowa State on the wrestling team. And I think we went over the story of how I got on the team either last week or on first drop. So
I don't know if we did, but that's irrelevant. You walked on basically.
But I ended up starting. I am on the actual team and I'm in one of my matches and I end up breaking my hand mid match. I didn't realize it until I finished the match and, you know, like I walk off the match, I had lost and talking to the coaches and that they're kind of reaming me because like I wasn't wrestling the way I normally wrestle and I didn't know why either until I looked down at my hand and I realized my middle two knuckles were completely indented and I was like, and they were like yelling at me. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, I think I did something and they saw my hand and were like, oh, and they just shoved me to the trainer and the trainer was like, oh yeah, your hand's fucked.
Well, the crazy thing is you didn't break your hand from like the guy like taking it and moving it in a weird place. You broke your hand from like doing a quick motion where your like hand hit the ground.
For any of my wrestlers out there, all two of you, it's called a down block. I down blocked so hard that I snapped two bones in my hand. And then we went to go see...
It's a pretty beta move.
I know.
Just saying. Andrew Tate would be
so
pissed.
Fucking strong, I can break my own bones.
Bald Tate Daddy would call you beta.
Anyway, so I go talk to him. We tape up my hand. We finish the meet. After the meet, I go and talk to the Iowa State doctor, which I have such a beef with this guy because he damn near made me need to lose my thumb because of this incident.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, okay.
We don't have all the time to dissect all of that.
I know. So
but what's the...
Fucking TLDR, they needed me to go to an actual, like, doctor to go get a cast. And it was nighttime, and they didn't want to, like, pay for me to go to, like, an ER or something like that, so they were going to stabilize my hand for the night, and then in the morning, when everything opened up, they were going to send me to an actual doctor. Because this was all going to be on Iowa State's dime. Shout out Iowa State. So... What they did is they had this material that is hard when it's dry and then it's movable when it's wet. And they were going to put it around my hand to stabilize it. Mm-hmm. So they decided to take it and go over top my hand, over my thumb. But they wanted me to still have my thumb available. So what they did is they tried cutting into it, the top of the, like, think of like a rag, and they tried to like cut the top of the rag so I could poke my thumb through.
Oh, okay.
And then when it solidified, it was putting a ton of pressure on my thumb and cutting off a lot of like the blood circulation to my thumb. So the next day, and like, you know, he's a doctor, so I trust him. And I go to the doctor the next day, the other doctor, to get like a cast and everything put on. I pull up and my thumb is like black and blue because it's like so little like blood is getting to it, and they like take it off and the other doctor is like, what the hell were they doing? And I was like, I don't know, man, I just
wrestle.
I just take people down and pin them. I don't know. They didn't ask my opinion.
I just and rope he, other men and put their ball right, sack in my face.
Right. And I was like, I don't know. And he goes, why didn't they go under? Instead of
that's actually a good ass point. That is a good ass point.
And I was just like, I don't know, man.
I'm not the doctor.
Like, I don't know, man. I trusted this guy. So they go. So I was like, great point. So they put on a cast over my hand, my right hand, which is my dominant hand.
Oh, right.
So I not that I took notes. Not that I took notes to begin with, but I wasn't able to write anymore. And I was kind of like, what am I going to do about this? So, you know, I emailed all my teachers and was like, hey, I just want you to know, like, I broke my hand in my most previous match.
I do one wrestle.
Yeah, I do. I do one wrestle. Give me special treatment. So then I asked them, like, would you be able to, like, send me the notes for these classes? And they were like, I don't actually, because a lot of these teachers are very good in their subjects. They don't have all their notes like typed out. They just have it in their brain.
Lazy as fuck.
Yeah, but they just have it in their brain. So they're not going to type it out for, because they know what they're going to talk about already.
Yeah.
They just have like the slides. So they're like, I don't have that. Would someone be able to like take notes for you? And not that I, like, I had friends in all my classes, but I was like, this is an opportunity to do something funny. So I then emailed, like, the Iowa State, like, athletic academic center. And I was like, hey, here's the situation I'm in. Would you be able to assign someone to come to my classes with me and take notes for me? Because they do have their...
They would literally hire tutors.
Yes. Well, not even tutors, but there were some people who...
I want to specify. So there were tutors, and you can add anything you want. There were tutors for, like, people like me. Like, if I was like, I'm struggling in this, I'm going to go find a tutor.
Yeah.
And they were paid pretty well. Yeah. But not as well as if you were a tutor for an athlete.
Yep.
Different story. Oh. And you were more than a tutor. You were
doing their shit. dude, I have so many stories about this, but, like, the athletic tutors, they also had a ton of rules. They were not allowed to acknowledge you outside of the tutoring sessions. So if they saw you on campus, they couldn't be like, oh, hi, Jacob. They have to pretend like they don't know you.
That's
which is such a weird
That's
rule.
So crazy.
Yeah, like, so if you're like the quarterback's person, like, you couldn't like be like, oh, hey, like,
what's
and
up, Brock?
If I ever saw my like tutors or mentors, because they also assigned someone that was called a mentor, which would literally sit with you once a week and be like, all right, here's all your homework assignments this week. Here's what you have to do. And every time, like, I would meet with her and I'd be like, yeah, I already know what I have to do. And she'd be like, cool. And then we would just like sit.
That's
for, like,
such
an hour.
A fucking lie.
No.
Because I remember when we took a business philosophy class together. I remember there was one time where, like, at the end of the week, I'm like in my room hanging out. Jacob comes busting in and he's like, yo, Sarby, what the fuck? And I was like, what did I do now? Like,
because you were my fraternity academic leader.
Well, wait. Oh, was I?
Yeah.
Oh,
and okay. That's why I was like, because I would meet with her and I'd be like, don't worry, my boy's already got me.
No, fuck you. An academic leader isn't there to be like, oh, don't remember, you have to turn something in on Wednesday. They're there to be like, hey, why didn't you turn in that thing on Wednesday?
Well,
and so I'm sitting there, I'm chilling. Your boy is fucking chilling. He comes in. What the fuck, Sharby? Like, what? Why would you do that? I'm like, what did I do, bro? Like, did I make out with your girl? Never would have happened, but whatever. Did I fuck Eli? He's like, you didn't tell me we had homework in this, like, philosophy 230 class. And I was like, look on fucking Canvas.
No. Nope.
Loser.
Nope.
Virgin.
In my defense, at the beginning of the year, I told him, when we have homework in this class, come get me. We'll do it together. And he never came and got me. So
Which is code for, hey, when we have homework, you come get me and you do the homework for me.
Dog,
just like a D1 athlete.
It was just it was philosophy. D1. I needed someone to talk to because my morals aren't straight.
D1 athlete scum.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I do also have a very vivid memory of me hanging out at the athletic academic center and this tutor having to explain to a college football player what a verb was.
Oh.
And I, for those who don't know, it's an action. It's what you do.
It's a word for an action.
Yeah.
Well, like burp. You just burped.
Burped. That's a verb.
Burp. I burp. He, she, we burp.
Anyway. So I emailed that center and I'm like, hey, would you be able to, oh, the other thing I was going to say, I kind of got distracted. They would have people that, like, if athletes were bad students and were failing classes, they would hire people to just go sit in the class to see if that person would show up.
Oh,
and then
damn.
They would leave. Yeah. So, like, they were literally just like an attendance person to be like, yo.
Cause I bet they were like, no, I was there.
Yeah, I was there. I just did. Yeah, no.
Well,
so and so
said that you weren't there, pussy.
Yeah, they would literally just be there for attendance and then dip after 5 minutes. Like, that was their whole job, was to sit in classes for 5 minutes, confirm whether or not the athletes showed up to that class, and then dip.
But anyway, so you...
So I emailed them and was like, hey, would you be able to assign someone to me to come and take my notes for classes? And keep in mind, up until this point in college, I had never taken a note once in my life. I was just like, I think this would be a hilarious bit if I can get this to happen. And they fucking did it.
Which is wild because it's like... Like, I can imagine that for, like, Brock Purdy, who's on a full-ride scholarship.
And now
like,
plays for they, San Francisco.
They like, put a lot of money into this man. You were just some walk-on that, like, got to wrestle, like, what, 13 times maybe?
Yeah, somewhere around
Something around there.
And it was so funny. And because in my... Unfortunately, it was not, like, what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was just going to be, like, this little nerd that was going to follow me around to all my classes and take notes for me. Unfortunately, not. He never. I don't know who it was. I would just get emailed the notes at the like end of the week, and I was like, "Ow!" And
then plot twist. It was me.
Dude, no, I'm just kidding. plot twist. I still never looked at those notes.
So some kid was out there like, "I'm doing something important.
Like,
I'm
grinding.
Helping, I'm helping an athlete get to where he needs to go to make it to the NFL, the NBA." And little they know, it was just you blacking out every night.
Yeah.
And getting the notes so because you finally had an excuse to like not be taking notes.
Dude, dog, broken hand Jacob was a menace.
Oh, yeah. Because you couldn't be called into practice, right?
I mean, I could, and I would show up, but I couldn't
do anything.
So they couldn't tell that I was hammered. And I was, yeah, I did get in trouble once during that, because once I broke my hand, I was just, you know, like I would show up to practice and I would sit on the bench while they would practice, but I couldn't do anything. So
no way. I thought they would be having you like lift weights and shit.
No, they would have me when I was out of my cast.
Sorry, that was sarcastic.
No, when I was out of my cast, but I couldn't practice yet, they would have me walk on a treadmill. This was terrible. Not walk. It was walk because I wasn't cleared to run because that bouncing motion.
Oh yeah.
Could like move the plates in my hand. So they would maximize the walk to right below where I would have to start running. So I
was
like
speed walk.
I would speed walk for like 2.5 hours. It sucked. Like I was like, anyway. I forgot where I was going.
Yeah, you would drink because you're...
Oh, when I got in trouble, that was the time when the police got called. And yeah, I only got in trouble one time with the police for a party.
What? We got a party? The police called on us at a party?
Mm-hmm. And it was by...
When we were in the Barnes?
It was by one of the other people that lived in the Barnes.
Oh!
Yeah. To clarify to all the people that... Because I got flamed in this one short that he posted on Instagram. And it was...
Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
It was about when I would throw parties and I would hide my toilet paper. I want to make it very clear to you guys. Like, if I was having a small get-together... I wasn't hiding my toilet paper. It was when I was having parties of like 200 to 300 strangers that I did not care about.
But you're not preaching to anyone because that clip, like, it wasn't none of those fans of this podcast that was flaming. It was just...
I know, but I want to make it clear that I'm not a terrible host, because also one of the best comments...
No, I kind of like the idea that there are hundreds of thousands of people out there who think you're a fucking terrible person.
Dude, the best comment by far was... Shitty host, like his towels. I was like, that's fucking funny. I liked two comments.
You did not build that story out well enough.
No.
You did not.
No.
Okay, so last time Jacob was here, there was a section where he was talking about how he would hide his toilet paper during parties. Now, the problem is that all these like 13-year-olds that see that are thinking like, soda party, like me and a couple of my friends in the basement. No, like when we threw parties, we threw fucking ragers. Hundreds of people at our apartments having a great time. It was normal not to have toilet paper in those bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like not even for like girls. Like girls would just have to suck it up, chuck and fucking dribble like all of us guys do. Shout out Last Drop. Normalize shaking it more than 3 times. They would just have to dribble into their underwear. That's just how it went. Yeah. And if you shit at someone's place, you just had to deal with stinky poopy butt crack. All right.
That was
normal. So like in the places we lived, yeah, we're going to fucking yoink the toilet paper.
Yep.
Like that's not a not normal thing. But the problem is this dumbass left his fucking towels in there. So he was telling about how his towels got wiped. And then that's when
shit ass on my towel.
Yep. And so I made a clip of him talking about that and people
destroyed me.
Absolutely bent Jacob over in the comments. It was so funny.
It was amazing.
Literally the best moment of my life was opening up Snapchat, and I think it blew up on Instagram, and people like, oh, a video went viral. Oh, people are saying that Jacob's a fucking moron. Yes.
It was amazing. It was incredible. I favorited 2 comments. The one that said, shitty host, just like his roommate, or just like his towel. And, sorry, was that a Freudian slip? Yeah. Damn. Shout out my boys. And then the other one was just one word. It just said monster. And I was like, yup. Yes.
That is me. I am a monster.
I've been on my villain arc lately. So like when I saw that, I was like, he gets it. Like, he's got me. Yeah. That. Okay. So anyway, I had 200 people.
We are all over the place.
I don't know. I don't even remember why I was telling this story about the police getting called.
We were all over the place, but we need to end this. We got to go to kickball. This has been like well over an hour.
But I want to keep telling stories. That's all I have.
Why don't you kiss my dick?
Oh.
I don't know what that has to do with anything. Guys, thank you for listening to this episode of The Last Drop. Thank you, Jacob, for showing up, showing out, touching peepees with me, filling in for Zemi. Go follow him on Instagram at Jake Allison. That's J-A-K Allison. Zemi will be back. And then I think we're going to have Jacob on after one more episode with Zemi. I don't know. I'll figure it out, but Jacob will make another appearance. Maybe he'll make a more relatively consistent appearance.
Zemi's been gone for like 2 weeks and you've made so many changes.
Well, that's because he moved. He left at the worst time. We're literally moving studios, and he was just like, "Gonna go have sex with my girlfriend." Like,
yeah.
No, it's not like that. But Zemi had that plan, and like, yeah, we had to make a ton of
just all.
Also, like, I love Zemi. This thing is like his thing too, but it's kind of more like all this equipment mine. I do all the editing.
Mine.
So I'm kind of like, hey, if I want to change something, like I always tell him, and just like, do you have a problem with this? But 10 times out of 10, he's never had a problem with it. And I'm kind of also like, okay, if you do have a problem with it, like,
suck it up, pussy.
I don't know what to say. Like, hey, if I'm like forking up the money for like all this and like doing all the work, like if I want to change the setup.
This fucking guy. Boo. Boo, Sarby.
All right. Yeah. Fucking cancel me. I don't care, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Last Drop. We'll see you guys next week.